Good morning to everybody. This is a wonderful Monday morning. Actually, it's afternoon. And I'd like to welcome you to today's episode of my podcast, and hoping that you've had a wonderful weekend. I deliberately did not do anything this weekend in terms of the publishing that I do via the podcast, blogging, or even the Facebook Lives or Instagrams that I do. I had other things that were a little bit more pressing, and we all have sometimes things to do. But however, that does not kill my enthusiasm for being with you, sharing a moment of clarity and hopefully eternal truths, what I call, that should be applicable to everybody's life. I would like to talk today about the habit of going the extra mile. How many times do we feel tired and believe that we've given everything? And do we have it in us to go the extra mile? Going the extra mile is a biblical principle. It's contained in the sayings and teachings of Jesus. And the simple answer to being able to go the extra mile of going 1 mile beyond what is required of us, the answer is simple: love, a labor of love. When a person does something out of love because he is passionate about what he does, that individual will find the energy necessary to keep going on. This energy, this strength that comes out of nowhere, apparently, is called endurance. If you like what you're doing, you will find a way to endure and find a way to keep going on. This is where efficiency starts. Whenever you are doing something that you love, you don't even feel the hours go by. Time passes, and when you notice it, you've already been at the job more than what you thought you'd be at the beginning of starting the job. A sure way to succeed in life is to do more than what you are paid for, in a spirit of service. There is no hardship in doing what you do when you love to do something. But you always will get something which is more or greater than what you do. You will be getting something in return that is greater. Nothing is ever lost in this world. Nothing goes unnoticed. Have you walked into a store recently only to find that the guy who is taking care of you has the face of a party breaker? Maybe he doesn't know or understand that, you will expect a different service. But that's the reality. This is the reality of life. In contrast, there's individuals that do things in an attitude of service that is so pleasant that they get promoted immediately. I shop in a chain of supermarkets here in Southern Texas, and it is my experience and my testimony that I have seen a couple of young men and women who do more than what is expected of them become promoted within a short period of time to assistant manager. And then one has even become a manager within a short period of time, less than a year, because they do it in an attitude of service. And I'm sure that more likely than not, they do more than what they are paid for. They go the extra mile. Now, that is noticeable when you do go the extra mile. And being noticed is a key ingredient in your quest for success. Yes, I understand. It takes effort, a lot of effort. It is a struggle. You have to sometimes gather strength. But remember, of resistance comes strength. Just like pumping iron, it is the last reps that give you the muscle. Likewise, in life, when you think that you can take one more step, take that extra step. Take it, and you'll see how far you go. The habit of going the extra mile is also a close relative of the law of increasing returns. This law has been known by farmers for centuries. The seed that has been sown brings a manifold yield. One seed brings thousands of like-minded plants. It would be a good thing for any individual that wants to succeed in life to read Emerson's essay on compensation. It is probably one of the best documents you can get your hands on. It will allow you to understand what lies within nature that compensates every single effort that you make, that nothing stays away. What you put in, you will take out. Don't go stumbling through life, falling and struggling and down to your knees. Don't let defeat take over. Don't quit your job because there are obstacles to overcome. That is running away. Life is just a series of challenges waiting to be mastered. Remember, strength grows out of resistance. Be aware that the thief steals from himself, like Emerson would put it in one of his essays, and the swindler swindles himself. The cheater cheats himself. These are great truths that this sage Emerson spoke about. You cannot try to take something from others without taking from yourself. So remember, do more than what you are paid for. Go the extra mile, and you will be working wonders in your advancement, in your efforts to advance yourself in life. Thank you, my friends. Hopefully this has been helpful for you, and I will see you soon or hear you soon in the next episode. Until then, God bless and live with passion.